It was a good time, of course. But if you want to know about my run, I got third in my age group, and it was, if I was a little bit quicker, could have made it, because the guy that won it ran it at 23 something, second place was 24 something, and I come in at 28, a little bit over 28, and got third. So there should be like a subset in that age group. I am the fastest slow guy in the age group. Those other two guys were quick. But,
so next year, do you just have to cut out 4 or 5 minutes? Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. Just shave. I don't know if you call that shaving or carving. That may be a little more cutting than just shaving some time off.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show joining you after the Woodlake States group run here with Jason Thompson and Mark Thompson calling in on the phone from where this morning?
Well, I am, I'm on the interstate at Denham Springs. I'm headed down to Baton Rouge.
I don't know, Jay. It sounds like a waterfall in the
background.
Yeah,
I know that.
And believe me, ain't no water park.
Waterfall, except. The old Denham Springs waterfall.
Waterfalls? What are you talking about?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay.
Probably have to cut that. I don't really want to pay the royalties on that.
Hey, let me be the first to congratulate you. First of all, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you much.
And also, you're the mayor. Yesterday was election day. Apparently, you ran unopposed.
Yeah.
And
another term.
I like that big move you made right before the election, getting the design change, getting the shirts, all in the week before the election, just to make sure nobody snuck in there and tried to unseat you.
Yeah, well, we're going to appreciate it. So today we'll recap North Shore Half Marathon, but we'll also talk about the Tangent Running Club refresh we just had this week. But Woodlake Estates group went ahead. Perfect morning out here, but it was a little bit of a slack crowd. Maybe people still remember, but we had Hardy and Chad and Jeff and Heather out this morning, and Marlon. So, decent group, but I'm obviously missing one Mark Thompson.
Hated not to be there. Let's just leave it at that.
Got you. We'll just leave it at that. Well, Jason, you'll probably hear a lot of munching, because Jason brought me my birthday gift. Was not a $18 six pack.
Yeah, I learned my lesson on that.
But I do have some good looking snacks right now. Chomping on some pretzels.
Well, I picked you up a beer. It was going to break to you. And when I found out I wasn't going to be able to come, I drank it myself. And it was good.
Appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I sure thank you.
All right. But yeah, this week we will. Already posted the interviews from North Shore, but we'll recap the race and again talk about, maybe we should talk about that first, Tangi Running Club. We are now officially, the hashtag has been dropped. The hashtag has been dropped. We are now officially the Tangi Running Club. Got a refresh this week, new logo. Tim put that together in the jiffy. We're now the colors of the Tangible Apparel Government. So we're going to blend in community. And got us a team gear store. Jason got to get on there and get his stuff ordered today.
I'm doing mine today. Marlon said he's going to get his bought today. So.
I ordered a shirt this morning.
The big controversy with that this week was the vote on the team t-shirt color. Jason was team green and I was team blue. But I heard there was some talk of some jabber about it at the... You guys got together for a run yesterday, right?
Yeah, we had 8 at the run yesterday morning, and everybody was in blue. I was the only one in green. So I thought it might go downhill for me, but...
I was with you all the way, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Green is my favorite color.
You need to remember that, because it could show up on the next trivia for the podcast. But green won, but it was so close. and I had trouble matching the green and some stuff. So I went ahead and gave people the green and the blue. And I think we'll be recognizable enough, even if we're the green and the blue.
Yeah, I think it'll look good. It'd be the tangy colors still all together.
And we can do stuff, you know, we can have the greens racing the blues. We can play it up.
I don't know.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun with the new logo, new colors, Reflect Tangy Running Club. Looking forward, but there's no races coming up. That is the problem. We've got Battleship Race in Mobile that a lot of people go to, and then the Pilot Run, Mark, that's coming up on November the 11th there in Denham Springs.
What run?
The one where we got our plaques last year, the special plaque.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be on November the 11th. Is that what you're really doing in Denham? You're going to scout out the Pilot Run course?
No, I'm in Baton Rouge now. I'm almost to Sherwood Forest.
Well, that's a long way to run.
Let's don't get into what I'm having to do this morning, because this whole episode is going to go south, and you're going to do a lot of editing words out and
okay.
beeping. So let's get up.
I got it. All right. Well, that's going. And so now if you go on Facebook and you type in Tangy Running Club, it will show up. You won't have to scroll past the hashtag. Get signed up for the group, get you some gear, and blend in with us at some upcoming races. Other news, we did have a first-time triathlete yesterday, Taylor, who comes for a Wednesday night group run to a first triathlon yesterday, and then Amy Taylor did the Kona Ironman, which is you have to qualify for that, and it's pretty tough to get into. So local people doing some outstanding things yesterday, and we're just kind of pushing now towards, got some people getting ready for Louisiana Marathon, Louisiana Half, but by then we'll all be geared up with Tangy Running Club stuff, Tangy Running Club clothes, and we'll be recognizable, bringing out people in force. But I think that's it on the refresh. And through today, it's Head Start 25 is the code. You get 25% off on team gear. And all that goes to the production of the gear. Tim and I don't make anything off that. At least not on the books. Yeah, last week, North Shore 5K tomorrow. And that for us, heard in the interview, it was a pretty amazing day out there.
That was a lot of fun. Having everybody out.
Yeah, I think we ended up having about 15 people out there last week from Tangy Running Club. Stuff like that's going to be so much better now when, you know, everybody's got their shirts and everything, just so you know who you're looking at. But yeah, we had a great turnout for North Shore Half. Mark, you ran the 5K. You were the first one done, so I guess we'll go with you as the first recap from last week.
It was a good time, of course, but if you want to know about my run, I got third in my age group, and if I was a little bit quicker, could have made it, because the guy that won it ran it at 23 something, second place was 24 something, and I come in at 28, a little bit over 28, and got third. So there should be like a subset in that age group. I am the fastest slow guy in the age group. Those other two guys were quick. But,
so next year, you just have to cut out 4 or 5 minutes? Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. Just shave. Now, I don't know if you call that shaving or carving. That may be a little more cutting than just shaving some time off. You may actually get in there with and do some carving. But, I had a great time. I don't know what else to say.
And it ended up being really perfect weather for a good race time. We got out there probably mid-50s, I think, when the race started.
Yeah, it was a little chilly when we first stepped out of the car, but we warmed up pretty quick on the run.
And then 5K race, we had a couple other local people, and eating beef jerky is maybe not the easiest thing to do a podcast on, but I know Jen White was out there in the 5K, and her mom and dad met them. I know her dad, he had a 5K bib on, and then Mark Smith, favorite of the show. He ended up winning the, what is that age group?
Great Grandmaster.
The Great Grandmaster?
Great Grandmaster, yes.
And he won that age group?
Wow. Yes.
I think that's 60 and over, is that?
Yeah.
So he joined our club, you know. So.
Back-to-back years, he's won that.
That's pretty cool.
So Mark was the Grandmaster in Denham, and I was the Master when we got our plaques. So we also now know a Great Grandmaster.
So what did he run?
I think he said he ran about 22 minutes.
Dang.
So good turnout for Tandy Running Club in the 5K race. And maybe we should have gone with this first, but the half marathon actually started before the 5K, which I like. You know, it's half marathon folks can clear out, and then 5K, they're mostly done by the time half marathon is coming back through. We get there, and you, before the race, getting with Ainsley, I love the interview with Drew.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. You know, he was looking forward to getting some cocoa and getting in front of a fire.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, Jay, tell us about your run out there at North Shore.
We had a good time. Artie asked Drew what kind of music he liked, and he said country. So me and him hit it off pretty good. And
you like country music?
Hell yeah. And he would sing, and I'd sing a little bit. And we got to about mile 8, and he was like, I thought this was 10 miles. I'm like, no, it's 13.
It's going to be a little longer, yeah.
But he was cool with it. He didn't mind or nothing. And then
I think that's got to be cold on a morning like that,
right?
Riding in the chariot.
Yeah, he had him a good blanket on, so he seemed to be all right. We stopped at a couple of aid stations and got water and that kind of stuff. But and then it was around mile 8 or so, he was like, he told us he wanted to get out at the finish line and you know, walk across the finish line. That was cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I like that he brought it up. It was that was pretty fun. But me and Artie had a good time. We ran a sub 2 hour, and I didn't even realize I didn't look at the clock at all because I was just more worried about helping him out and you know all that kind of stuff. And I didn't even look at the clock. So whenever Artie told me we ran a sub 2, I was really happy with that.
I didn't expect y'all to be coming across that soon.
Yeah, I mean I knew we was keeping a good. You know, good pace. We kept sub 9 for probably first 6 miles, and then started to slow a little bit. But it was a good time. It was as much fun running with Artie as I thought it would be.
So, I mean, the dream team lived up to it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't let the people down.
Yeah. It was like when the U.S. let all of our professional basketball players play in the Olympics.
Yeah, something like that.
And you said nobody on the course recognized Artie, right? Artie was.
Yeah, I swear, if I didn't hear Artie's name a million times, I mean, everybody was telling him, hey, and.
But that's all St. Tammany. He couldn't be the mayor of Tangipahoa.
No. Over there, I think he could do it. Everybody knew him.
That sounds like a good time with the Ainsley's crew. Great seeing all those folks out there, and got to visit with Lloyd and Chad and Rochelle and all the folks from Ainsley's, Ryan, that we enjoy seeing from time to time. Got to see Todd out there, talk to him for a few minutes. He's been still trying to recover from some stuff, but just a good time hanging out with them.
Yeah, Donna was one of the first ones to –
Yeah.
congratulate me and Artie.
And my race took off a little faster. I don't know what Mark's doing in the background here, but
I'm driving, man. I am driving.
You have a bird in the car with you?
I'm on Starring Lane right now, headed to Gardere.
We're trying to guide you all the way there. My race took off a little quicker than that. I said before the race, I thought I might could do 134, 135, but I took off, and I could tell first mile I was going out a little too fast, so I backed off a little bit. But for me, it helped so much seeing people from the running club.
I swear, that's what I was thinking too whenever you was talking about.
Because, like, if you've listened to the podcast within the last couple months. You know that Brogan and I have a friendly rivalry. If I was going to lose to anybody, I would love for it to be Brogan.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun to get on the podcast after the fact. But, you know, he was planning on going out running about 7:15 a mile, which I know is 134, 135. But I went out. I was pretty comfortable the first half of the race. But one of the great things there is that at the turnaround, you can kind of see where things are. So at the turnaround, I was about 20 seconds ahead of Brogan. I came out, I looked down at my watch when I saw him, and then I knew that if I was going to have the bragging rights and be able to talk on the show, I was really going to have to press and put some pressure on him. So I wanted to make him have to run, you know, about 7 minutes a mile or so to catch up with me. So I ended up having a great second half of the race. My last 2 miles were under 7 minutes a mile. Felt really, really good about that. But on the way back, I got high fives from at least 4 or 5 Tandy runners, which probably should be considered illegal power-ups. You know, there's a lot of talk about the illegal shoes and all this kind of stuff. But when you get a high five from a Tandy runner on the course, it speeds you up by at least 3 to 5 seconds a mile.
When you take that right, you're running along the lakefront, you take that right, and you're kind of, it's separated by that median there, but
right,
yeah. You could see y'all coming, and like, so we're, me and Artie's hollering at y'all, and we hollered at, you know, everybody that came through, and it was fun. On the way back, we was hollering at Chris, and
yeah,
that was a good time.
Yeah, I saw Chris, I saw Marlon, I saw Luke, I saw both Chris's, well, no,
yes, I saw both Chris. No, you probably saw Chris.
I saw both Chris's, but I think one of the times I saw Chris Steinkamp might have been across the median.
Yeah.
I don't know that I yelled at him, but yeah. And then coming out of the subdivision, I saw Jeff. I had maybe a minute and 45 on him at that point. And it's like, you know, you got to push, you know, you got to press, so you know.
Y'all look good, though. I mean, you look strong coming out of it. I mean, you were about to hit the lakefront again when we saw you. And
Brogan, yeah, y'all did yell at me. Yeah.
Brogan looked good. And Brogan, we yelled at Brogan, but I think he hollered back more.
No doubt about it.
Brogan also, I like the way Brogan described himself on the course. Yeah. What was it, 6'4"? Of twisted steel and
sex appeal.
Sex appeal.
Yeah, if you didn't hear Brogan's interview, you need to go back and listen to Brogan's interview. He's hilarious.
Yeah, and then you get to see Heather at the – she was working at aid station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, saw her a couple times.
But it was just – I had a much better run, and I have to say that it was basically like Jason ran the race for me. I used the fresh legs philosophy. And also, he let me borrow his sunglasses.
Yeah, I mean,
I really should give him my medal.
Right, I'm claiming that as a win for me.
But I'm not. But yeah, I ended up coming in third in my age group, which was nice. My second time getting a medal out there, I'm always like shocked because the times out there are usually pretty fast. But Kenny Trahan actually won first in my age group. He ran a little faster than me, too, Mark. I would only have to cut off about 5 minutes to keep up with him over the course of a half.
Well, my question for Jason is, and that he can decide this, we both finished third in our age group. I did what you did in 28 minutes. It took you an hour and a half to get you. Jay, who really you think is the quicker?
But Jason, you participated in the half marathon. Wouldn't you say the half marathon was the prestigious race of the day?
We're not talking about prestigious. We're talking about who got the most economy out of their medal.
Okay, so you win the award for economy.
At one point, Drew said he was counting how many chariots were in front of it.
It wasn't many.
It wasn't many. But then he was like, We're this many behind in the chariots, and if we're counting all the people, but yeah, don't count all the people. We're counting a lot.
Which was weird. I've finished in the top 30 in that race before. I've been in the top. I was like 29th one year, and I didn't get a medal. This year I was 39th, and I got a medal. It just depends on who's out there. But a lot of the faster runners actually ran the 10-mile race. I'm not sure what the decision was with that, but the power mile, they were all out there running the 10-mile race.
And Brogan medaled too, right?
Brogan won third in his age group.
Yeah, he came up clanging his too, yeah.
But a lot of great firsts out there. Marlon ran under 2 hours. Yeah. Luke ran under 2 hours. Barber ran a first half marathon. And Aaron ran his first half marathon. Chris,
yeah. I mean, that. Yeah, everybody that was running from Tangi looked good, too. I mean, none of them looked like they were hurting. They were running fast and looking strong.
And we are going to do a show coming up. Maybe next week we'll call it Did I Run Marathon? Because I'm answering that question a lot within the last week or so.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that.
I do think we have some people eyeing a full coming here in the for Louisiana, but we'll see. And then the post race was, I mean, it's always.
Yeah.
You know, I got to talk to Mike Watney from Fresh Junkie for a couple minutes out there, and he comments on our 10 club stuff from time to time. I told him, man, don't change a thing about that race.
Yeah.
Unless they could just, if they could do one thing and just get that weather every year.
Yeah.
That
was perfect.
Nice.
Well, and a second way in and out would probably, I don't think that's. Yeah,
there is another way that you can go in and out if you go through the campground, but I'm pretty sure that the park will not let them do that.
Yeah.
But
I guess that's understandable. And that's really the only, and that's not a problem with the race, or it's just a logistics deal that, you know, I think everybody's learning to deal with. They got there earlier and it wasn't as bad as last year. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we probably should have got there, would you say 10 minutes earlier?
late
was I for the pickup?
We'll know next year. We'll give you a wake-up call, you know.
But, man, the band was really good out there this year. I liked – so one of the problems that they had in years past was when they were doing the beer booth, they had kegs, and that was a little slow.
Yeah.
But doing the cans,
yeah,
there was no long line for the beer. I didn't taste the food.
I didn't either. I didn't get any food.
But from what I understand, it was – food.
Yeah, the shrimp looked good.
I had the sandwich. The sandwich was good.
And,
I didn't try the shrimp, but I did try the sandwich.
I would not change the thing about that race. This year, I would say the last year was fun, but it was five or six of us out there. This year, having the bigger crew. And then the other thing I would say is if Mark not send me 9-minute long interviews of him getting to press stop and just recording things while his phone was in his pocket, it would make it a little easier for me to put together post-race.
Oh, yeah. Let's jump on the old guy just trying to do his job. Well, look, guys, I'm fixing to be parking at this house here to deliver some award-winning service. Should y'all let me call in so y'all can wrap it up without me? But again, cuz, happy birthday. And uh-huh. Hope you have a good one today.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, cuz.
All right, man.
All right. Bye. Now we got rid of him.
Not yet. I ain't figured out how to cut this thing off.
I'm seeing if I could catch you while you were
yeah I see what you were seeing. I'm trying to figure out how to cut this off and not run into somebody. Okay, let me
we still try need to talk again about you for a few minutes, so we're going to keep this running.